U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beislein has denied a request by Joe Miller to immediately stop the count of write-in ballots. In a written decision today, Beislein said he found no reason to stop the count and Miller's complaint would be heard in due course. Miller's attorney, Thomas Van Flein, yesterday filed the lawsuit in federal court accusing Division of Elections Director Gail Fanoumiai of, quote, ignoring the provisions of state law with which she apparently disagrees and failing to provide guidance on voter intent for write-in ballots. The Miller campaign wants the division to follow state law literally and only count write-in votes where the candidate's name is spelled exactly as it appears on their declaration of candidacy. Beislein gave both sides until the middle of next week to file briefs in the lawsuit. Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell oversees Alaska elections. He says the state's position has been consistent all along that minor misspellings of a candidate's name will be counted.
That continues to be my position today, and we are proceeding with the ballot count under that direction.
Campbell is confident the court will side with the state. He says numerous cases have set precedent that elections officials have some leeway when determining voter intent.
That's probably going to be the gist of the argument, the court cases that tell us that we're supposed to look at voter intent. And in the state law, it gives the latitude for us to make sure that we're not disenfranchising voters.
He added that state law only requires write-in ballots to have the oval filled in and the candidate's full name or last name written as it appears on their declaration of candidacy.
It actually doesn't say correctly spelled. It says the last name. Some would argue, well, that means it has to be correctly spelled. Others would argue, based on the multitude of language differences we have in Alaska and the large geographical area we have, that a minor misspelling should not be penalized against a voter and cause them to be disenfranchised.
Campbell praised the election workers who have come to Juneau from around the state to participate in the write-in count. He calls it historically important. Miller has criticized having the count in Juneau, but Campbell says write-in votes have always been counted in the state capital.